Ship's nosers, for a payment of 3 silver dollars. Done, Ben said, and stood up, clutching the document. He ascended by express elevator to the ship's transmitter, which he found hard at work transacting official ship business. Will you be having any empty periods later today? He asked the chief radio operator. I have another prayer, but I don't want to tie up your equipment if you'll be needing it.
Busy all day, the chief radio operator said. Look, Mac, we put one prayer through for you last week. Isn't that enough?
Anyhow I tried, Ben Tallchief mused as he left the transmitter with its hard-working crew and returned to his own quarters. If the matter ever comes up, he thought, I can say I did my best. But as usual, the channels were tied up by non-personal communications. He felt his anticipation grow, a creative job at last, and just when he needed it most. Another few weeks here, he said to himself, and I would have been pizzling away at the bottle again as in lamented former times. And of course, that's why they granted it, he realized. They knew I was nearing a break. I'd probably have wound up in the ship's brig, along with, how many were there in the brig now? Well, however many there were in there. 10, maybe? Not much for a ship this size, and with such stringent rules. From the top drawer of his dresser, he got out an unopened fifth